Another good question, and last night also I answered this, and I'm going to provide you the same answer with maybe a little bit more expansion, because you know the live debate, it gives you only so much time to answer. So I think that the trade tensions with our neighbor, our friend, our ally south of the border, it's very unfortunate. We never wanted this situation. And it's deeply concerning for everyone living in Canada, especially when Canadian workers, farmers, small businesses that are paying the high price, they are affected. And I believe that Canada should respond in a way that is very firm, but at the same time, very smart. So standing firm, but standing smart is my strategy. We need to have a very strong but principled stance that protects Canadian industries. I do not, look, Canadian industries, when I say, I'm referring to steel, auto, dairy, agriculture, and I do not believe in escalating the tensions unnecessarily. But what I believe is we need to have some kind of retaliatory tariffs, but it should not be dollar for dollar. It should be targeted, strategic, and it should be paired with support for affected sectors like the workers who lost jobs in recent times, the businesses that got affected, especially the mid-sized businesses. We should provide funding for them. We should provide support for them so that we take care of the people who are affected first. Then we should have the way to invest the money that we generate out of the tariffs that we impose. That should be invested very wisely. And we also have to prioritize local and Canadian made. We have to make this very clear. This is a fight for survival, actually. And somebody is going to break us down. Somebody is trying to break us down to acquire us, maybe. You know, I don't know what kind of games the politicians are playing across the border, but this looks like it's a fight for survival for all of us, for you, for me, for every single Canadian. So we need to prioritize local and Canadian made. We need to use this moment to invest in Canadian manufacturing, food systems, supply chains, everywhere. And federal government should boost support for Canadian producers, promote local procurement, create incentives to buy Canadian products, buy Canadian produce. And they should have the initiative in public and private sectors, both. It should not be only public sector, but they should give incentives in the private sector so that the private companies, the corporations, are also interested in these policies. And also we have to diversify our trade relations. Last night I expanded on this. I'm going to not go too much in detail. I'll say that we rely too much on one trading partner, and we made that partner the biggest trading partner, and see where we ended up. We don't want this situation ever to happen if we are smart. So if we fell in a ditch once, we have to be wise enough not to fall in the same ditch. So we need to look at Europe, Asia, Africa, wherever it takes us. But we need to expand and diversify. We have to make sure that we are not relying on one partner so that we become vulnerable to their whims and fancies again. We also need to protect our workers and environment, because environment is also very important. Nobody touches upon that. In every single trade deal that we sit down and negotiate, we have to put our workers and environment in the front line. No more deals that sell out our communities or weaken our climate commitment, because these corporations, they hate to hear about the climate change, the climate control. They don't want to negotiate. It's all about climate control. So every government must include enforceable protections for workers and our planet, because Canada is part of this big, beautiful planet after all. And lastly, I would say any trade deal that's signed, any trade deal that is negotiated, it should work for people, not just for the corporate bottom lines, because corporations are driving our lives, not only our economies, they are driving our lives. Every decision that the governments make is based on corporate bottom lines, corporate self-interest and best interest. So as the NDP candidate and also the NDP platform. This supports it. And I will fight to ensure that Canada's trade policy defends our sovereignty, supports local jobs, puts Canadian families first. So NDP is the right choice for the people of Canada. We've been just going like liberals and conservatives. These are the two sides of the same coin. We have to understand that. We need more choices. We need more choices so that all the parties come out clean and they work in the best interest of people, not the best interest of who pays, who has more money and the corporations. So, thank you. Well, I'm sorry for the long answer, but I didn't have the short answer for this question.